I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on?
I have a question for the ladies.
Please.
Is there such a thing as a bad compliment?
Yeah.
Like, and maybe even compliments that the intention is good and pure and all that, but it should just never be said.
Yeah.
Because I came across these women talking about compliments that they've received. Some of them they described as horrific, others just like very uncomfortable. And some of them are like standalone things like, okay, I get it. You know, the person said it that one time. But others kind of spark debate about whether or not it's ever okay. Like, just as an obvious example, if you start a new diet and you're exercising and working out all the time, is a guy ever allowed to, like, say you haven't seen this guy in 6 months, is he ever allowed to say, oh my gosh, you look great, you know, you've lost a ton of weight, you're looking really good? Is that ever okay?
I think it's okay to say they look great. I don't think it's okay to be like, oh, you've lost a lot of weight.
I don't know why you go so much further.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you look great.
You look great.
Yeah.
You look
right.
great.
Stop.
You look great. Yeah. So what some of these women were saying is if you say, oh my gosh, you look great, or in any way imply you look different, then what you're saying is, you didn't used to look this good. Now you look better. And I was like, oh, well, okay, I could see that.
I know that people think that, but I think if you're trying to improve, it's nice to hear that you're looking great. Personally, for me, at least.
Same.
Right. Also, it doesn't mean that I didn't think you looked great before.
That's just what
it seems to be like some sort of weird compare and contrast. Maybe I just say, hey, you look great.
Right. Why does it have to be one
of doesn't mean I didn't think you looked great before.
Right.
I'm just seeing you, and I'm noticing you look great.
try and think of like some bad compliments you've gotten before. I'll give you some of the other ones that people gave, but I'll give you a couple of minutes, but try and think of like, and maybe there's one that stands out, like I'll never forget this person. I do think was trying to be nice, but, and especially coming from a guy, you know, but he was just totally oblivious to the fact that that sounded terrible. Right. And I don't know if you have one that stands out immediately or if there's like that thing that kind of happens, you know, periodically where you've heard it more than once, but whatever it is. Bad compliments. And you can text them to us, too. 913-576-7965. I mean, we're talking about compliments, specifically the guys give girls, but it could be anybody. Guys can get compliments, too, for sure. We've had them.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on?
All right. So compliments, especially from guys, but just a compliment that maybe it's meant to be a real genuine compliment, but it comes off as, well, some said horrifying, but maybe just uncomfortable, unnecessary.
I like people say, oh, man, I used to listen to your show all the time.
That's a good one. Yeah. That's a really good one. And then you start thinking about like shows that you used to watch on TV. Like,
I know there was a guy who said it one time. I was somewhere, I don't remember where, but he was like, oh, man, you know, you're talking about it. And he said, oh, I'm a bartender in like Martini Corner or something. And he was talking to me. He's like, you know, I used to listen to your show all the time, man. I love it. I was like, yeah, man, I used to go to Martini Corner, too, and people went there.
Ooh.
And then he was like, oh, cool. And then he started to walk away, and he turned around and goes, I was like, yeah.
That's what you said, dude. Uh-huh. That's what you said. Yeah. I know. I just saw, like, what's that show? Always Sunny now has broken the record, I think, for the longest consecutive scripted sitcom or whatever. Mm-hmm. I thought, I wonder, like, how many people watched it the first 10 seasons compared to now. And then if you were one of those people who loved it in the first 10 seasons but you haven't been keeping up, if you saw them in the street, you'd still say, hey, you'd be excited, like, oh, my God, it's the Always Sunny guys. But that doesn't mean you're still watching the show.
Right, of course.
So Julia Jerney, you had a little bit of time to think about it. Can you think of a compliment that someone is giving you or that maybe people just give a little too frequently that isn't actually a compliment, or at least you don't like the sound of it?
I've gotten, you're funny for a girl.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've gotten that one.
Really?
Yeah. Or like you're good at your job for a girl.
Do guys, it's guys saying that?
Yes.
Yeah,
you're
totally.
Funny for a girl?
Anything that ends in for a girl. No. Yeah,
that should go without saying. What if they said, like, you are one of the funniest girls on radio? Would that be better? I mean, it's a little better, but is that still bad? Should it just be funniest people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't be... I wouldn't consider that the same as for a girl.
Yeah, for a girl sounds really
bad. It's minimizing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like... And just pulling some examples here from people online. I like... You were really attractive when you were young. I've told you that my ex-wife used to carry out a picture of me. It was a school photo from like the fifth grade. And I know that she had that and probably sometimes showed it to people and then said, oh yeah, that's my husband. Like, oh my gosh. And you know, if I'm being honest, I was a fairly cute kid and then I got awkward around junior high and I never stopped being awkward after that. Mm. But like, I know that when I was in elementary school up to a certain grade, if there was a girl that I had a crush on, all I had to do was say something and she would have a crush on me too. So I just thought that's how it worked. If you like someone, they'll like you back. And then as time went on, I was like, these girls aren't liking me back. And then I started looking in the mirror and I was like, oh, I'm changing. I get it. So if you say like, oh my gosh, I'll bet you were really attractive when you were younger. Oh my gosh, you were really attractive when you were young. That's that doesn't sound great.
No.
Someone said that they were at like a I don't know, some sort of expensive restaurant for brunch, and that so she's with her partner, and that the server comes up and says, "Does she usually eat this well, sir?" And she said, I was horrified because I felt like I was being referred to as like a pet animal. Like, I don't know if they're trying to say like, you know, she's too skinny or she, but like just when someone talks about you in the third, I can only imagine a guy coming up to you and saying something to your boyfriend about you. Right.
Yeah,
and that probably happens.
Yeah, it is strange.
And also not okay. That you were good looking when you were a kid or you were cute when you were a kid. That can be nice. You can say you were a really cute kid and not have it be
right.
bad, but it's just the way that you say it. Like you were saying, it's all about like for a girl.
Right.
That's never a thing.
I've gotten you're really pretty for a big girl.
Really?
I've gotten that. Yeah.
You're really pretty for a big girl.
I've gotten that before.
Like from a grown adult.
Yes.
Says that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't understand people. But at the same
time, is it because I'm tall or because my ass is huge? Which one makes me big?
Yeah, that's a weird one. Someone said that they had a person come up to them and say, if I had the chance, I don't think I could keep myself from sleeping with you. Okay, well, if you wanted to say she's pretty, that's one thing, although I don't know that you need to do it in 2021, especially if you don't know the person. But if I had the chance, I don't think I could keep myself from sleeping with you. Like, what a weird thing to say to someone.
That makes sense, though.
I get it. If your proposition...
You're following along the logic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Someone said, it's always funny to me when men say... I'd totally sleep with you if you just lost a little bit of weight. And I saw that and thought,
Who says that?
That's not even a compliment.
Hold on, but is that a thing, guys?
I don't think people say that. I mean, someone must.
I would not put it past.
I wouldn't be shocked. It's right up there with what I got. You're really pretty for a big girl. It's the same thing.
And the way she says, "Always hilarious when men say to me," that is such a weird. I'm with you, Lazo. I guess we live in a bubble, and we hope that that's not being said or done. But it is. And I've seen in the movies before, too, where someone will say to a woman like, but again, I can't believe this is real, but there's women on here who say they've heard it before, that you have good birthing hips and you look like you'd be a good mother. You could have a lot of kids.
Oh, I like that.
Lazo likes that.
Yeah, you got birthing hips. That's all right. That's good.
No one's saying that.
No one
are
wants
they?
To hear it that way.
Really?
Oh, man.
No.
You've got good
you
birthing
hips. You've got some bursting hips on
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I like that.
I'll bet you could be a Duggar. You could just keep pumping them out.
Yeah.
No one says
make
that.
Make a vagina a clown car.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
my God. I'm with you, Julia.
Oh, Julia.
Ugh.
I'm just going to roll into
I'm not
the street.
Even shocked by that one coming out of your mouth, Laszlo. Not even shocked.
I've actually read something about this next one before, and there was a bunch of girls talking about it on here. And I think what I was reading was like, when, as a woman, was the first time that you were objectified or someone said something inappropriate to you? And I was shocked to see all these girls talking about being very young. And guys, adults, say something to them, sometimes in front of their parents, as if it's okay. And someone said, when I was a kid, a stranger said that I was hot when I was 13 and told me you could pass for an 18-year-old.
Yeah, I could see that.
I mean, like I said, that thing that I was reading was all about women dealing with this when they were younger and guys saying it. And I was horrified to hear that that happens, but I guess it must... it must happen. Like being objectified at a young age, but a guy somehow thinks he's complimenting you.
Yeah.
You could pass for 18. That's a weird one. Like, are you trying to sell something, dude?
I don't know.
What are you saying? This person said, my former landlord would text me and tell me that he loved to fantasize about all the places he could hide in my house so that he could just surprise me anytime he wanted.
That's when
you call the police.
No, that's not a compliment.
That's not a compliment. That's when you call the police.
Compliment.
Yes, no, that is.
I really love your house because it's got so many places for me to hide.
Oh, my God. Right. I love thinking about what a nice set of kitchen knives you have. Like, come on. That is something where you call the police. That's not a compliment where someone is trying to be nice and they don't know any better. And especially when we're talking about things that maybe a lot of guys do without realizing that they shouldn't be doing it. Like the stuff that we talked about earlier. You know, oh, my God, you look great. Even as simple as, Lazo, we've talked about this a million times, going back to saying beautiful to someone. Thank you, beautiful. Referring to someone as beautiful. Like, those days are in the past. Mm-hmm. You don't do that anymore, right? We all agree. This person says, I had a guy in college tell me while we were making out that I reminded him of his mother.
Oh.
Is that a compliment? Like,
it's weird.
It's very weird.
I don't know.
I wouldn't put that in any category of compliment or insult. That's strange.
She said they broke up the next day, and I could totally see that. Now, there's one I want to find on here because this is one that I could definitely see myself being guilty of, and I mean, look, I don't actually do it, I hope, but I'm just saying, I think it does deserve a little discussion. Oh, here it is. Okay. She says that she's had people say to her, you look hot, but like in a addicted to heroin hot sort of way, or a heroin chic sort of way, or a, you know, trashy skinny sort of way. She's giving examples of the guy saying, you look hot.
You just don't say that.
You don't say it.
I've heard you say that.
Yeah, but you
not to her. Not to her.
Not to them. What you say about people is totally different than what you say to them.
Right?
You just say, you leave it right there. You're hot.
You're hot.
And
that's
in your head, you're like a white trash heroin kind of way, right?
Or your friend.
Get over here, meth head.
Right.
Oh, my God.
We're just saying, like, if we say, hey, you look hot in a heroin addict, you look hot in a heroin addict.
I'm tired of making it.
It's not necessarily bad. It's not the same as saying, you're hot, you know, like, if I had to choose. No. You're hot, and you're also hot in a heroin addict sort of way, and that might actually be my favorite.
I get what you were saying. I was exhaling at Laszlo. Yeah.
I know, but I'm just saying, like.
Don't exhale at me.
Yeah.
You feel bad.
I do think there's a way to say that.
There's not a way to say that.
There's a way to say that.
No, you just tell them they look nice. That's all you do.
Leave it alone.
What about when Everlast?
Not for anything. You look nice, period.
What about when Everlast had that song, you know, white trash beautiful?
No.
You're not allowed to say that?
No.
You're white trash beautiful?
No.
No?
No.
A guy that I went out with told me that he was shocked that my brother was gay while having such a beautiful sister like me. I'd hope my bleeping brother wouldn't be attracted to me under any circumstances. As if, like, good thing your brother's gay, because if not, he would be attracted to you. I don't think that's a thing that most people have to worry about.
What a weird thing to say.
Yeah. Totally weird, but it did remind me of one that I do think you have to be very careful with. I have known a couple of girls that were, like, my friend's sisters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who were very pretty, and they look exactly like my friends, who are, you know, as far as I can tell, not all that handsome, right? Maybe they are. I don't know. But what you don't want to do is at any point, whether it's just a compliment or you're just thinking out loud, don't ever tell a girl, I don't think, oh, my God, you look so much like your brother. Is that fair to say that you should never say that? Just don't ever say, like, oh, my God, you and your brother look so much alike. I feel like you shouldn't do that. And she might be gorgeous and he might be handsome. I don't know. But
I don't think that's weird.
You don't?
That's not weird, no.
No.
As long as you're not making out with them at the moment.
Right.
They're like, oh, man, you look just like your brother.
Right.
I get that,
and your boobs
obviously
are smaller than your mom's. I'm just, like, just saying.
Yeah, and your boobs are smaller. You kiss like your mother and look like your brother.
Your penis is bigger than your dad's. Like, I don't know, just leave family out of it. Like, why do we got to talk about family?
The Church of
Laszlo.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, yo.
Yo.
All right. what?
Nothing. I just, you looked up for me funny. You're like, what time is it?
We're still here. I feel like I'm going to get in trouble for everything I say.
You probably will.
I got Julia sighing at me.
Julia sighs at you daily.
Yeah, I sigh all the time.
Yeah, but that was a big one this time.
She's just getting to know you. I don't remember what you said. Something about you look like your mother and
get
smell
over
like
here,
your father. Oh, yeah. Get over here, you methad.
Yeah, I mean... You know, that warranted a sigh.
It ain't great.
He's not encouraging
drug
use.
He's nervous about it, so he repeats it. He goes, what was it I said?
Because he wants to make sure that everybody knows that he was joking.
Yeah.
He's not encouraging drug use. He's just saying that sometimes...
All right, let's just move
on. All right, let's move on. You got, you're in family mode now?
I am.
Lazo mode?
No, family mode. I'm in dad
that's
mode.
What I mean. Dad mode? You do anything fun tonight?
Mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm.
Nothing.
You?
Just go home. No, last night I actually did the thing where... I went and got dinner, and then I brought it home, and then I had to go do something, and I actually did the thing where I drove around. You know, you're not supposed to do that. You know, like, I just drove around for a while.
Oh, because you don't want to be around your girlfriend?
I just want to listen to music.
Yeah, and just get out of the house by
it's
yourself.
Just like, it was nice to be in the car. Ever since the pandemic, I drive to work and back and not much else, and there was some music I've been listening to, and I was like, you know what, I'm just going to keep listening to music, and I drove around and listened to music for a while, and then I felt guilty about it when I got home, but she didn't care. I mean, it's not like, you know.
She was probably happy.
Probably pretty happy that I was gone a few extra minutes, but yeah. Mm-hmm. I know you always used to say that that's like a sign, but I think it's different if you pull up and you see your wife's car, your girlfriend's or husband's car,
where
you're
going, puke.
I'm going to leave. It's different when you're just like, you're going to run an errand.
People know what I'm talking about. You just pull up and you're like, oh.
Yeah, I used to have that. Like, I'm just going to keep driving, or I'm going to go somewhere else. But this was just like, it's kind of nice to be in the car, and I'm going to listen to some music. And then I felt like, you know what, Lazo would say that this is some sort of bad sign. But
well, you know, it's a start.
It's not necessarily
okay.
a start.
I didn't say it was
just listening
it's
to
a start.
Some music. I think tonight I might go to dinner.
Where are you going to go?
A public place. Well, it depends. I told her I wanted to go to Chili's, but she's like, maybe we could discuss this further when we get home. I just feel like we never get to go where I want to go. So I don't know. We'll see. Mm. You guys?
We'll probably end up at Chili's.
Yes, we'll probably end up at Chili's. Mm. Almost certainly. I mean, the good thing is that I know she doesn't like to make decisions. Yeah, I'm very excited about it.
That's going to be your, what was it? What are we calling them? The positive moments of the day?
Oh, win.
That'll
yeah.
be a
oh,
win for the week. That will go down as a win
yeah,
for the week.
Like, chicken and waffles or something?
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
a win.
That's a win. Yep.
What about you, Julia?
What am I doing tonight?
Well, isn't a big boss in your building today?
They are, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to meet them? You're going to hang out with them?
I'm going to say hello to them.
Mm-hmm.
Saw them about a month ago. And then I am meeting someone downtown for drinks.
Oh, look at that.
Yep.
What's just a solid day of wins for you.
What's his name?
It's a girl named Rachel.
Oh, okay. Sure. Well, you know, you've worked here. I don't know how long you've worked here, but you've met with the boss probably 10 times in the last, 10 months. I've never met the person. Never.
You've met him.
Oh, sure. Like once. But the point is, this shows what a mover and a shaker Julia is. Like, she's going. She's got.
They're not here for me.
Are they not? Because I feel like they're not. They're not there
they
for
not?
You. They're not here right now, I'll tell you that.
They're not here.
They're not here. If
I'm
they
not
are,
the only one
trouble.
In this building.
No, but you're the one making sure that you're ready to go. And I'll bet you did the Julie or Jeremy thing where you made, you know, checked in the mirror, made sure that you're ready to go. Meet
a little makeup on.
Put a little makeup on. Dressed
I did
a little
put makeup on, I'm
yep.
not going to lie.
Yep. And you dressed a
well,
little
Well, I can't
different.
Look haggard.
Well, I mean, I you can do whatever you want, but the point is... You know what you're doing better than us. That's
true.
Why they're there to see you and not here to see us.
I'm What's reading up? The story. It's trending on Twitter, and I just...
I'm ready to fact
well,
check
no,
it.
Well, no, yeah, but I don't know if it's true. Is Finland's prime minister only 36 years old?
Let me look.
It says Santa Marin, Santa Marin, 36-year-old, went out on a night out in Helsinki on Saturday, hours after her foreign... So it says she went out and stayed out. She's a 36-year-old prime minister of Finland, went out clubbing till 5 o'clock in the morning.
Sure.
And then left her cell phone somewhere so no one could get in touch with her to let her know that she had to quarantine because she had been in contact with someone who had COVID.
Oops. Yeah, she's 36.
Wow.
Yep. That's young.
Yep.
Yeah, and fun, right? How cool would it be if you were like, oh, man, we were trying to get in touch with Biden, but he was clubbing.
Well, I don't think you're going to hear
it's
that.
On CNN, right? How cool would that be? Like, that's a whole different world, a whole different country.
Buttigieg was young, right? He's like 36. I guess 39, but still, he was pretty young.
He's on a party bus.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, if they were just like, what if Buttigieg would have won? And they were like, look, we can't get a hold of Pete, the president. We're going to have to make whoever ran with him president because he's on a party bus.
Oh, yeah, like when Biden had the colonoscopy.
Right.
And they made Kamala president for a minute.
But, like, he left his cell phone somewhere. He's on the party bus.
And like, they're like, oh, well, Pete's supposed to meet with Putin today, but we haven't heard from Pete since yesterday. He was at Dave and Buster's, and then they said they were going somewhere else, but we haven't heard from him. So
that's so
I guess
great. We don't get any of that. Nah. I saw that story. It's like, how great is that? 36-year-old prime minister out clubbing, forgot her phone.
Yep, having fun. That would be Julia as prime minister. Trivia night.
I should not be given that role, but definitely would leave my phone while out drunk.
We've had plenty of presidents who shouldn't have been given that role. I think you'd make a fine president.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I think Julie would be fine at it. Oh, never mind. You said you're going to get drinks. Jeremy is the last one to check in on. I believe Jeremy was going to put a Christmas tree in her bedroom tonight.
Oh, my God.
No,
that's what she's working on.
No, I'm not.
You're not?
No.
Nothing
no
fun,
Christmas
please?
Trees in the
Do you
bedroom.
Want to go to Chili's?
Oh, that would be fun.
You want to go to Chili's with us?
No.
Come on.
I don't.
I'll buy. Oh, Jeremy.
I've got plans.
Jeremy. I'll bet you were a lot of fun when you were younger. I'll bet you were a lot of fun. The
Church of Laszlo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.